Yorkton, if there is one positive from U.S. President Donald Trump, and it is highly likely history will show scant few positives from his second term in office, it's that his ridiculous notion of Canada becoming an American state is creating an increased level of nationalism in this country. Now Canada has long been a voice of reason in, and supportive of the larger world. We do a rather admirable job in many cases of not simply navel-gazing with an eye to being self-serving above all. A look at what Trump is doing in the U.S., in his yes scant days in power, brings into rather sharp focus what that inward-looking philosophy can create, and it is not pretty. We in Canada have largely aspired to be better world participants, while still creating a nation open to all. That of course seems so simple when one remembers beyond First Nations people we are all from immigrant stock, moving to Canada in hopes of a better life at some point in our family history. It's a fact Trump chooses unfortunately to ignore. So now as we face ridiculous trade tariffs imposed by a president for what seems spite and little more, amid his talk of a 51st state, Canadians are rallying. Imagine an issue with Liberal Jean Chrétien and Conservative Stephen Harper on the same page. That Canada is a sovereign nation, will remain so, and is a pretty good place to boot. Social media is busy with posts about having pride in our country, and in buying Canadian because we have been drawn into a trade war with a bully. Retaliatory tariffs are a must because reasoning with a bully rarely works. As a coworker noted last week, why have we not always looked, as consumers, for Made in Canada labels? It seems pretty straightforward. If it's made here, a Canadian is being paid to make it. Yes, I have written agriculture-related material for more than 35 years now. I am keenly aware we need to export products. And, if we have reasonable and fair access to those export markets, then as a nation we should fully expect to allow fair and reasonable access to import goods. That, however, does not stop consumers from checking labels, and when prices are comparable, choosing to support Canadian business. We are aware how most communities want residents to buy locally when possible because it supports local activities in many ways. Buying Canadian simply supports a broader community, the community of Canada, that we call home, and right now that is a positive thing to do. It's not perfect to be sure, but even a brief peek across the 49th parallel in recent days, and we know in our hearts we are pretty darned good in comparison.